From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Scientists are testing a new pesticide to kill off invasive zebra mussels in a small Minneapolis area lake. The Star Tribune reports Christmas Lake became the first in the nation Monday to use a new product. Zequinox uses dead bacterial cells to kill the aquatic pests that eat it. Zebra mussels have been found in 29 states. U.S. Geological Survey researchers will next test Zequinox on nearby Lake Minnetonka. The federal government approved it for use in lakes in July. Researchers chose Christmas Lake because officials detected the infestation early and prevented it from spreading throughout the lake. Zebra mussels crowd out native mussels and compete with other animals for food. Minnesota has ramped up education and prevention efforts to slow the spread of numerous invasive species in recent years. And zebra mussels have been confirmed in Cass Lake, located in Cass County in northwestern Minnesota, that according to the Department of Natural Resources. A citizen discovered the zebra mussels earlier in the week while collecting shells on the beach on the southeast corner of Cedar Island. The area is a popular beach and swimming area where people park their watercraft to swim and fish. Three dead zebra mussels of varying ages were collected. The samples were given to the DNR Area Fisheries Office in Bemidji, where they were verified to be zebra mussels. Following the identification, DNR staff conducted a search on Cass Lake around the northwest and southeast points of Cedar Island. The crew inspected more than 200 items along 565 feet of shoreline and 2,500 square feet of lake habitat and found zebra mussels in a variety of sizes. Nicole Kovar, DNR invasive species specialist, said it's the first confirmed adult zebra mussel find in the Bemidji area. She said Cass Lake will be designated as zebra mussel infested. Scientists are warning federal wildlife officials that Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources produced a flawed wolf population estimate for the 18 months after January 2012, when the animals were removed from a federal endangered species list. The researchers said in a letter to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in August that the 2012-13 wolf monitoring report the DNR sent to the federal agency omitted information. Missing from the report was data on how many radio-collared wolves disappeared, the date of death of radio-collared animals that were recovered, and an acknowledgement that poaching could have affected the population. The DNR underreported wolf mortality at 28.22%, they said, estimating it could actually be within the 35% to 55% range for the 18 months through June of 2013. Construction will start within the next few weeks on a new passenger terminal at Range Regional Airport outside Hibbing, thanks to $5 million in federal grants announced this week. The federal money, which comes from the U.S. Department of Transportation, was announced by U.S. Representative Rick Nolan and Senators Al Franken and Amy Klobuchar. Minnesota state lawmakers also contributed $5 million in state construction bonding money earlier this year for the $10 million terminal project. The airport currently handles two Delta Airlines flights daily to and from Minneapolis, plus an occasional charter flight. The terminal handles about 30,000 passengers a year, combined arrivals and departures. Construction should be finished about Thanksgiving of 2015. No decision's been made on whether the new Range Terminal or the new Duluth Airport Terminal, which opened in January of 2013, will be named after the late U.S. Representative Jim Oberstar. Monday of this week was a banner day at Hawk Ridge in Duluth, where in 12 and a half hours, counters tallied 6,622 raptors. According to Sam Cook in the Duluth News Tribune, mid-September always marks the peak of the broad-winged hawk migration, and on this Monday, more than 5,500 broadwings were observed, bringing the broadwing season total to 13,385. That's nowhere near the single-day record for broadwings at Hawk Ridge. On September 15th of 2003, nearly 102,000 broadwings coursed over the ridge. Also on Monday, the count included 676 sharp-shinned hawks, 57 bald eagles, 45 American kestrels, and numerous other species. Through Monday, this fall's total hawk count is at 19,331. Counting began in mid-August, and 18,771 hawks have been counted in September so far. And from 1991 to 2013, the total fall hawk migration over Hawk Ridge has averaged 76,000 raptors. 18 months after the state's top pollution officials abruptly pulled out of a four-year-old federally funded research project to rid toxic mercury from fish in the St. Louis River, environmentalists and the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are openly accusing the agency of protecting polluters at the expense of kids' health. The Star Tribune reports that at a public forum this week in Duluth, two top scientists from the state tried to refute the criticism and explain how the state is attacking the problem of poisoned walleye, bass, and northern pike with greater scientific rigor than before. At issue is a potent neurotoxin, mercury, that has been found at unsafe levels in the blood of 1 in 10 infants on the north shore of Lake Superior, despite long-running public health advisories against eating too much of the river's tainted game fish. State health officials say about 1 in 100 infants have high enough levels of mercury in their blood to cause neurological harm. The river's estuary is also a critical breeding ground for fish in western Lake Superior. One of the scientists said accusations that the state is dragging its feet to appease mining supporters are baseless and frustrating. She said that in April of 2013, the MPCA found itself at odds with the Environmental Protection Agency, the Fond du Lac Band, and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources over a federally sanctioned computer model. She said MPCA researchers are now studying a range of possible factors that could convert mercury into a form that gets into the food chain and builds up in game fish. EPA officials in Chicago said this week that they are still looking for the MPCA, Fond du Lac Band, and Wisconsin DNR to devise a plan for the St. Louis River when the science is sufficiently understood. It's seeking another $320,000 to fund work aimed at a solution. Mining Truth, an anti-copper mining group, this week said it has tallied all of the public comments on the proposed Polymet copper mine near Hoyt Lakes and found them overwhelmingly opposed to the project. The Duluth News Tribune reports some 52,887 comments, by far a record for any Minnesota project, were sent to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources regarding the project from individuals and organizations. An analysis of all of the submitted comments obtained through a state open records request and conducted by Mining Truth found that 51,970, that's 98.2%, of the comments, quote, raised concerns about the proposal as currently written, unquote. There were 883, or 1.6%, comments supporting the project, and another 84 comments where the author's position was not clear. DNR officials said they were not able to yet confirm if Mining Truth's figures were accurate. They also said many of the comments were from letters or form emails from mass mailing efforts. The DNR, along with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, currently is reviewing, categorizing, and analyzing the comments to determine how best to respond to the issues or concerns raised. It's expected to be several more months before the agencies release any response. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.